to stay, and he may want to talk more about that. And the Holy Ghost is introducing him to us all tonight. Comes with a good report. We want him just to come and let the Lord lead him tonight. Everybody say, God bless Brother Cobb.
God bless Brother
Amen.
Cobb.
God bless you, brother. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. It is so wonderful to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? Thank God. I'm looking forward to a move of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Precious Jesus. You know, last night we were in Whitman, and we went to that service, and my, it was just a beautiful service. I mean, it was just beautiful. I don't believe you could have asked anyone to have gone any place and enjoyed the Lord anymore. Praise God. It's wonderful to know that the God we serve is the same God no matter where you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. If somebody tells you he's different down the road, friend, they're giving you something you don't need to hear. Praise the Lord. Because my Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. He never changes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't believe tonight that we serve a God that's dead. But I'm thankful that through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, that we serve a Jesus that is alive and well. Hallelujah. My friend, tonight I believe that. Hallelujah. I stand on the word tonight knowing that we serve a God that is alive, that whatever we may ask tonight, that he will give it to us because he loves us tonight. He loves his children tonight, and he wants us to be a blessed people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to St. John, the 11th chapter. Praise the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. I've certainly enjoyed the weather here the last few days. I left Memphis Tuesday afternoon. It was 107. Praise the Lord. And I was thankful for this beautiful weather. Hallelujah. I called my wife yesterday and I said, honey, I haven't even turned an air conditioner on. Praise the Lord. She said, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Praise the Lord. But I'm thankful today for just the beautiful day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that we can rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. St. John, the 11th chapter, and beginning with verse 1. And now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. And therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Then Jesus heard that he said this, and the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, but the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. And when she had heard, when he had heard this before that they were sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And then after this, he saith to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. And his disciples said unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light to him. And these things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. Praise the Lord. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight, my friend, we want to preach just a little while on the subject that I go that I may awake him out of sleep. My friend, tonight, if we look at this scripture here, it tells us that Jesus loved Lazarus, praise the Lord, and that when he heard about this saint, this man of God, he was sore about it, and he said, I'm going to go there, but not yet. I'm going to go, but not yet. And the scripture says that he stayed there 2 days, and then he got up. And he said to the disciples, I'm going to go back there and touch him. Hallelujah. I'm going to touch him. And the disciples said, oh, but don't you know, in the last time you went there, they wanted to stone you. They didn't want you there. They didn't want you anywhere near there. But he said, I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. Surely tonight, my friend, the Lord is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Yes, the first time he came, they hung him on a tree. But he said, brother, I've got to go again. I've got to go again. One of my children is sick. I need to go again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And he said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him.
Praise God.
Oh, as I preached last night in Whitman about in the days of Noah, how that Noah preached the word that it was going to rain and that there would be a flood. But the people doubted because they couldn't see the clouds. They couldn't see the tears. Hallelujah. They couldn't see those rains coming. But my friend, tonight, surely today, in the hour that we live in, we don't need to discuss how close this coming is, because we know how soon he's coming. And my friend, tonight, I believe he's waiting outside there, and he's saying, I've got to go back, because there are people there that are still asleep.
Hallelujah.
That are still asleep.
Still asleep.
Oh, but the scripture goes on. And he said to his disciples, then he said to his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. So many times we don't understand what the Lord is telling us. So many times we step out, and it's good to step out on faith. But so many times we think what the Lord is telling us is what we need to say. But sometimes the Lord is telling us for ourselves.
Yes.
And the scripture says here that he said, howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep.
Yeah.
And the scripture goes on, and then Jesus said unto them plainly, and you know, this is what I like about the Lord. Hallelujah. When it's from God, my friend, it doesn't cloud your mind. When it's from God, it doesn't go in one ear and stop and never make it out to remembrance. But when it comes to you from the Lord, there's no question about it. You don't have to say, did God tell me that? My friend, it said he spoke plainly. And he said, Lazarus is dead. He's dead. He's dead. Oh, but my friend, tonight I'm thankful to know he didn't stop there. But he said, I still got to go. I still got to go. I still got to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
And he said, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Oh, my friend, tonight, he had to go away. Hallelujah, so that the Comforter could come, so that we would have the opportunity that we have here tonight to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, but he didn't stop there. Hallelujah. And it said, and when Jesus came, he found that they had laid him in the grave 4 days already.
Yes.
He was dead. He was dead.
Yes.
And it said, going on down, verse 20, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went out and she met him. But Mary still sit in the house. And then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Oh, my friend, tonight there are people out here in this world that are blaming God for the sins of this world. They're blaming God for the things and the trials that have come in their life. Oh, but my friend, tonight, he had to go away so that when he came back, that the glory of the Lord could be shown forth, should be shown bright, my friend. And the scripture says it doesn't stop there. And it goes on. And it said there, but I know that even now, hallelujah, oh, the faith of the church, my friend, is what's going to get us through in the life. We need to stand for the Lord and stand for the faith in the Bible and in the word of the Lord. And he said, oh, but I know, my Jesus, that now, even now, you can do something about this. And Jesus saith unto her, thy brother. He said, thy brother shall rise again. Oh, I want you to know, my friend, what you're seeing. These people that are coming out and are making these phone calls, you're seeing your brother rise again. You're seeing the dead. You're seeing the dead. You're seeing the dead. Oh, I want you to know, they weren't worried that Lazarus was really dead. more to it than just that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that last day. Oh, but wait a minute. Hallelujah. Oh, and Jesus said unto her, Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wasn't just talking about a tombstone, but he said, I want you to know, sister, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. You don't have to wait any longer. To wait 100 years. Jesus the resurrector is here.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He said, and I am the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I want you to know, my friend, if the people in this city that will believe that he is the resurrection, that he is the one that was dead that thou livest, I want you to know the power will come if we believe. If we believe. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall what?
Never.
Never. Never die.
Hallelujah.
Ha. Oh, believest thou this? Woo! You've come this far.
Yeah.
Do you want to believe a little more?
Come on.
Do you want to believe a little more?
Praise God.
Hallelujah. But he didn't stop there. And he said, she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe, hallelujah, that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master is come, and he calleth for thee. Oh, I want you to know, my friend, tonight, the Master is calling for the dead tonight. The Master is calling for the dead tonight. Hallelujah. And it goes on, and it says, as soon as she heard that Jesus arose, quickly and came unto him. And now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews then which were with her in the house had comforted her. Oh, but I want you to know, there is no comfort that the Lord has. You cannot comfort me as much as Jesus did. Because he is the comforter. And when they saw Mary, she rose up hastily and went out. They followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep. Oh, my friend, tonight, the church needs to go to the grave.
That's right.
And weep.
That's right.
I walked today. I was in Whitman, Mass. This morning, and the Ouellettes live right next to a cemetery. I don't know if I could do that or not. Praise the Lord. But I got up this morning, and I walked through that thing and began to pray. And I thought to myself, one day, this place is going to come alive.
Uh-huh.
It's going to come alive. It's come alive. But the Lord spoke to me. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, I want you to know, my friend, tonight, I know that we're standing at the grave. Hallelujah. And I see Jesus standing up there. And he's saying, oh, do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe this? But he doesn't stop there. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Oh, my friend, tonight, if we could only see the tears of our Father.
Hallelujah.
If we could only see the tears that is shed for you and I. If we could only tonight just reach up with our fingertips and press the tears from his eyes. But you see, Jesus did it for a reason. He did it for a reason. But after he prayed and he cried, he didn't stop there. And then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. Oh, my friend, the world can see through your life how much Jesus loves you. The world sometimes, the only Bible they ever read is our life, is what we do for him. But the world does look. Oh, and some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? You see, my friend, tonight, there is power in the Lord tonight.
Yes, there is.
That you not stumble and fall. There's power in the Lord tonight that you don't die.
Glory.
But still, my friend, it's up to us. Do you believe this? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. Oh, tonight, my friend, I see him standing there. I see him standing on the outside of the city. He's looking in. He's looking in and he sees those that are dead. He sees those that we look at and we say, how can God reach that one? They're so far gone. They're so far out of it. Oh, but I want you to know that until Gabriel blows that trumpet, there is a chance. There is a chance. Oh, but it didn't stop there. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Faith of a grain of mustard seed can look at that mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed. Be thou removed. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days.
Amen.
Oh, my friend, the sins of this world is a stench to the nostrils of God.
True.
But yet, he was still standing at the door. But he didn't stop there.
No.
Oh, and Jesus said unto her, ah, hallelujah, not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, that shouldest see the glory of God. And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. Because of the people which stand by, I said it, and that they may believe that thou hast sent me. But he didn't stop there.
Hallelujah.
He cried and he prayed at the tomb.
Amen.
But he didn't stop. Oh, and he said, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, and Lazarus came forth. Oh, but my friend, once he had quickened him unto life, and he was standing there, the scripture didn't stop there.
Hallelujah.
And he that was dead came forth. And here, that's where we get to the truth that'll set you free. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto him, loose him, loose him, loose him, and let him go. Loose him, 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 and let him go. I want you to know, my friend, tonight, that Jesus is standing at the grave and he's saying, loose him, 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 loose him. Oh, my friend, tonight, if we could get a picture of this in our minds and know tonight, thank you, the Lord of God, He's there. And He's waiting. He's standing there. Oh, this seems like there's nobody there. But Jesus sees beneath the grave clothes. He sees beneath the napkin. It's covering the head. He sees beneath all of that. And He sees someone that needs to be loosed and set free. Oh, I want you to know, my friend, tonight, that we're living in a time. We're living in an hour. As Revelation 3:11 says, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what thou hast. Let no man take thy crown. Oh, friend, tonight we need to get a hold of God. We need to get a hold of this thing. Because I'm telling you, my friend, it's not going to get any easier.
You're right.
But I know a God tonight that's standing there and saying, loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loosen, 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 loosen. Oh, my friend, tonight, if we could realize the impact of the Word of God, if we could realize that this is all we have to go out there to a lost and dying world, to go out there and seek those that are in that graveyard tonight that are lost and undone without God. It's up to us. It's up to us. Jesus has said, loose them and let them go. Hallelujah. Oh, my friend, tonight, if we could bring Lazarus back tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that when they unbound that fella, he probably shot through that place a shouting glorifying the Lord. Because I, who was dead, am now alive in Jesus. Oh, my friend, once I was dead in this world, but now I'm alive through Jesus. I'm alive through Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my friend, tonight, we as apostolics can come alive with the Lord of the Lord. It's up to us. He said, I must go so that I can wake him that is asleep. So that I can wake him that is asleep. Oh, church, tonight, we need to get a hold of God. I'm so excited about what I see here tonight. Oh, the music that is here. Oh, man, this the wonderfulness of all this, all these young people tonight. Oh, man, it's exciting to see it because I don't see what you were before, but I see what you are today. I want you to know that when Jesus walks out there, He don't really let you see what you are there. He says, I know that once I get a hold of them, there'll be a change. There'll be a change. There'll be a change because when I loose the bonds of this world and set them free, there will be a change. There will be a change. Oh, tonight, my friend, Jesus surely is coming soon. Surely tonight, Jesus is coming soon. We must work today, my friend, while it is still day. Because there's coming a night with no man. But you see, we got to get excited about this gospel. We got to get addicted to the gospel. Hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. We need to get a hold of this thing because I don't believe that we'll always have this like we have today. I don't believe that we'll not always be able to worship like we worship today. So we better get a hold of God as never before. Oh, my friend tonight, I don't know how many of you may have ever heard it or not, but I've heard it preached so many times about getting a hold of the arms of the halter. Oh, my friend tonight, we need to get a hold of God. We need to get a hold of God tonight because it's us and the Lord of the hour that we live.
Yes.
It's up to us and Jesus. But as I preached last night, that God has appointed us to to salvation. He chose us. He provided a way. And He furnished the way. He loves us. He loves us. And He had to go away so that He could send something that could abide in us. In us and Him. Hallelujah. This word is wonderful. This word is wonderful. This is what will set you free. This is what will set you free. Tonight, He's wanting to wake up Norwich, Connecticut. He's wanting to wake it up. He's standing at the tomb and saying, "Arise, Lazarus. Arise. Arise. Arise." But once they arise, He wants them to be unbound. 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 If you're here tonight and you're bound, that's not God's will. He doesn't want you to be bound. He wants you to have the freedom of worship. The freedom to do what you feel like God wants you to do. My friend, tonight, if you come to church and you can't lift your hands, something is wrong. You need to get a hold of God and say, "Satan, get thee behind me." Because Jesus, He went away so that I could have that strength. As 1 John says, "For greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world." My friend, He gave you every ammunition. Every piece of ammunition to make it in the hour that you live. But it's up to you. It's up to you. If you don't step out, He will not walk over you. The scripture says in Revelation 3, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open to me, I will come in and sup with him." Jesus is wanting to dine at your house tonight. Will you let Him? Will you let Him? Will you let Him? Will you let Him? I come to awake out of sleep. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I wouldn't be surprised, as the Lord is looking on the world conditions, upon the need of the church, if there must be, there's, in all probability, there is a sound going out through creation right now saying, "I must go."